OK, looks like it's your lucky night.
Maybe your social worker can teach you some manners.
Yeah.
Stay out of trouble, yeah? Oh, and, take that out off. Maybe the old bill will leave you alone.
Yeah, doubt it.
Riz Ahmed and Daniel Brent in the scene from Ill Manners. When he came to Front Row, director Ben Drew told me what he was setting out to achieve with his stories of violence and neglect.
There's a slogan on the poster that says we're all a product of our environment. So I just feel that, you know, neglect has a massive impact on us as human beings. You know, if you grow up without feeling that kind of love and encouragement from another human being, you're supposed to get it from your family members, from your parents. So if that's dysfunctional or it's non-existent, if it's not there, it kind of shapes who you are as a person, you know. I guess the stories within Ill Manners is inspired by the mindless crimes we read about in the press. And it's like when I'm reading stuff in the newspaper, you know, these kind of mindless crimes by these ignorant thugs, I'm kind of like, well, what made them like that? What got them to that point?
The interesting thing about the film is it refuses to moralise, but it sets it within that context and gives you hints because of the flashbacks to childhood all the time, that it starts in childhood, as you say, without the love, and then as you progress through life, unless you have the opportunities, unless you have the chances, unless you get the respect, then you're going to kick against it. But what
you can't,
you're going to lay yourself open, though, to some critics that say you're excusing, you're condoning that kind of behaviour.
You can't justify that kind of behaviour, but if we don't talk about it, if people don't know it's going on, they're not aware of it, then the only other thing we're doing is ignoring it. It's like when people say we should ban films like this or we should ban music like this. Are you making the problem go away? You're not. It's still there, actually. Without us addressing it and pretending it doesn't exist, it's getting worse because that's even more neglect. People that aren't from this environment only seem to have a problem with it when it starts affecting their lives, you know? And then their way of dealing with it is by banning hip-hop music and banning films. As a community, as a society, as human beings, we don't have to feel responsible and kind of make a change. And I'm saying, no, we're all responsible, like, as a human race, you know what I mean? Like, some kids are born into, like, family environments where their parents aren't good parents and they are damaging them and actually creating monsters. So what, are we supposed to say, well, they're not my kids, so I'm not taking responsibility? You understand? So for me, it's like we are responsible for each other as human beings, whether it's a kid in Africa who's dying of starvation or it's a kid in our own country that's being neglected, that isn't being raised correctly.